Hello, this is Carmen Fernandez for Near FM. Welcome to The Stranger Show. Today's program is about diversity. We'll have music from four different countries, Pakistan, Malawi, Iran, and Spain. We'll interview foreigners who currently live in Ireland, and we'll have some cultural discussions. So get ready for a fun, interesting, and multicultural program. But first, some music.
मेरे मन ये बता दे तू किस ओर चला है तू क्या पाया नहीं तूने क्या ढूंढ रहा है तू जो है अनकही जो है अनसुने वो बात क्या है बता किस ओर चला है तू क्या पाया नहीं तूने क्या ढूंढ रहा है तू जो है अनकही जो है अनसुने वो बात क्या
That was Mitwa by Shafkat Amanat Ali. This song has been selected by Rana from Pakistan, who is also interviewing two healthcare professionals, two nurses, Rosel Santos from Philippines and Martina Marec from Croatia. They will talk about why they decided to come to Ireland to develop their career and their personal life.
My name is Rosel Ann Santos. I'm 30 years old. I'm Filipino. I'm working as a nurse in charge in one of a residential care in Dublin, a dementia-friendly unit.
What made you decide to leave the country where you were and go abroad?
Actually, in the beginning, I didn't have any plans of moving out of the Philippines.
Right.
But as the political and financial situation got worse in the Philippines, I decided to find my luck and apply abroad. I moved to Ireland.
Okay. So, why Ireland?
It's actually not my first choice. Actually, right. My first choice is Australia. But the system in Australia is much more complicated for nurses because we have to pay a lot of assessment fees and things like about school and universities in Australia. So one day my dad came home with a box of chocolate, and it's an Irish chocolate. So That's the time that I have this idea, maybe I should try in Ireland as well. And
right, so that chocolate brought that idea of Ireland in your mind.
Yeah, it's right. It's actually funny, but it's really that chocolate that gave me the idea of why not try in Ireland. And that's, from then on...
That's very sweet, actually.
Yes.
Okay, so your impression of this country and people before you move here, and how did you find them different, if you did?
Since before moving here, I didn't have any expectation. Now I'm just really enjoying everything. So for some people, they hate the weather here in Ireland. But for me, I think it's a lot better as compared to where I came from, the Philippines. Because It's always hot in the Philippines. And Here, at least it's cool. So for me, I enjoy it here. And the people are very nice, very friendly. Somehow, the culture is almost similar as the culture that we have in the Philippines. Since this is also like a Catholic country.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And I gained a lot of new friends, and my colleagues at work are all nice and very supportive as well. And I'm actually really satisfied that I moved here, and I don't think I have any plans of moving to another place anymore. So for me, I really found my life here, my my heart here.
That's right, right. So we can say that you can now call our Ireland home.
Yes. Okay. So overall, I really like my stay here, and as I don't have any like major problem except for the increasing rate of rent for houses. So that's my only problem. Well, I think it's not only me who's encountering that problem, but Even Irish people themselves are having a hard time when it comes to the increasing rental fees in Dublin specifically.
Right. Well, okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you. And I hope to invite you in any of my or some of my other interviews.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Right. My name is Martina Maric.
So, you are from Croatia. I would like to ask, what made you decide to leave the country and why here?
I actually moved to New York first, and I lived there for like a year and a half. And then I had a problem with my visa. So, in that point, I was just lost. And I didn't want to stay in Croatia. So, I was thinking of an alternative, but part of my holidays was going here in Dublin. Two of my friends, they moved here. So I went to visit them. And during my visit, we just came into like a conversation about maybe I can come and move here and see how that goes. My friend actually helped me to arrange an interview here in Ireland because she's in the same profession. Firstly, when I came here, I had to work as a carer.
Okay.
So she was the one who helped me to arrange the interview, and once I came here, I had a place to stay. My other friend actually was also here, so I stayed with her for a little while, for a week or two, until I get settled, and I got a place with the two of my friends. So it was quite a good start, like, since we are in European Union, and I have the nursing degree in Croatia, like, since it's European Union, I can do any kinds of, like, apply for any kinds of jobs without any restrictions, like, look for, like, there, there's a lot of vacancies for nurses.
Okay. All right, so your impression of this country and people before you moved here?
Before I moved here.
Yeah. How did you find them? You find them any different before what you thought of them?
I don't know. Like, I didn't have any kind of, like, thought of Irish people.
Right.
I just came here and, everyone was nice. Like, I really liked people, and, like, whoever I met, everyone was quite pleasant, nice.
Right. And now, as we see, Ireland is really a diverse place. We have a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
How do you find them? They're mixing up well?
I think it's great. Like, for me, like, that was the reason that I even went to New York, because it was so open-minded and it was so many different kinds of people, and I loved it. Like, I just love that everyone is mixed up. Like,
right.
Kind of. So it's great here, like, that there's a lot of people coming here. They want to work. Ireland says yes, so why not? Like, it's great opportunity for a lot of people that are maybe not having opportunities in their own countries, and they're willing to work and live here. I think it's, this kind of thing with people moving to Ireland, it's not something so old in this country. It just kind of started, like, not so long ago, so there's still a lot to come. This is not like all these things with paperwork, documentations, and all these kind of things. It's okay, it will change over time, because there's more and more people coming to Ireland, and there's gonna be more and more pressure on them, and I think they would want to change their system kind of after some time. So we'll see, and I think people eventually will start to speak up more and more about that, because there's more and more people coming here that are not from European
Correct.
Union. So it is going to be different, at least I think, you know, like, with everything. So
right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're All welcome.
Right. Now, the next song has been selected by Aibak from Malawi. This is Kumalembe by Lulu. Aybak loves this song, especially the message, which has a theme that there is always hope. Aybak will be talking to Elisa Quer from France, who is studying biology in the National University of Ireland in Galway. Elisa is talking about the Galway Feminist Collective.
Hello, I am Aybak Precious Lida Mnendo, and today we have Miss Elisa Quer, who is an undergraduate student at National University of Ireland, Galway, popularly known as NUIG, in western part of Ireland. Miss Elisa is studying biology, and she is also an active member of Galway Feminist Collective group, which is very active in advocating for women's rights in Galway. Now, Elisa, how are you this afternoon?
Very good.
It's great. Now, tell me about the Feminist Collective, the Galway Feminist Collective. Tell me, when did you get involved in the group, and what is the group all about?
I entered, like, I'm more like a friend of this collective.
Okay.
I went to the first meeting a few months ago only, and I didn't know anyone in Galway, and I've heard about this, like, the Feminist Collective.
Okay.
And I was really interested because I'm an activist, or I tend to be an activist, I try to be, like, in my ways or as much as I can.
All right.
And I obviously, like, feminism is like a stronghold of my activism.
Your activism, that's great.
So I thought about this group as the persons I'd like to meet and I'd like to be involved with. One day we made a zine, so it's like a little magazine in one page.
Okay.
And we went on the St. Patrick's Parade in Galway, and we were handing out the zines, but also like in many things, like, for example, they were active around the, you know, the Belfast trial for rape.
Oh, right. And now, before you go on, when you were handling these leaflets, was it to advocate for women in general,
people.
Okay, that's wonderful to hear. Now, tell me something. And for the people that are very interested to join a feminist collective, there are some males as well. I'm interested in it as well. I consider myself as a male feminist.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can you advise us? What can we do to join the activities that you do?
There is a Facebook page or an email.
That's great.
And you just contact them.
Okay.
We've got like loads of like emails or little message on Facebook saying, oh, we're interested in joining and coming to the meetings.
Okay.
So we're like, yeah, definitely. But sometimes, like myself, when I came in, I thought everything was fully organized. They were you know, like a proper agenda.
Okay.
But actually, no, it's more like everything that comes up and you're active, you can do whatever you have the energy and time to do.
Okay.
So if you have time, energy, and you are an activist, well, feel free to contact them. And
they'll be great to welcome us and then be part of the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Miss Elisa. It was great to have you in the program. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, be curious, ask people, talk to people. Any person, everyone in the street, talk to them and you'll learn more and you'll expand your world.
All right. Thank you very much. And it was great to have you in the program. And I would wish you much success in your studies in Galway. Thank you.
Now we'll play an Iranian Kurdish song. Kasan Ham by Kankars. Kankars is a Kurdish family of seven brothers and one sister. The group has performed numerous concerts, including at the 2003 Nobel Prize ceremony. This song has been selected by Said, another collaborator of the Stranger Show, who is from Iran and currently lives in Cork. Heard the opinions of our interviewees about migration in Ireland. And now it's time to listen to our panel talking about interesting things in their country of origin. We have Aibak from Malawi. Hello, Aibak.
Hello.
Rana from Pakistan. Hello, Rana.
Hello.
Said from Iran. Hello, Said.
Hey.
And Ken from Nigeria. Hello, Ken.
Hello, hello.
Okay, guys, tell us a little bit about your country of origin. Aibak, do you want to start?
I'll start by saying I come from Malawi, as you've already said. And Malawi is located in southeastern part of Africa, and I love it. One interesting fact about Malawi is it is well-known over the globally as the warm heart of Africa. Well, the people are warm-hearted. Mm-hmm. The people are so loving, so caring. And many are actually, they love to have visitors. So when you get a chance, try and visit and find out by yourself how Malawi, how warm it is.
Oh, thank lovely. You. I love that.
Thank you.
Aibak. Said, what about your country?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I'm from Iran. Iran is a country in Western Asia with over 81 million inhabitants. In fact, it's the second largest country in Middle East. Well, I'm going to mention 3 points about my country. Two of them is about my country before Islamic regime, and one of them is about recent Iran. The first one I'm going to tell you about it is about human rights. The world's first human rights charter was created in 539 BC by Kurosh, the Great, first king of Persia. And UN has translated it to all six languages, official languages of UN. But I'm going to tell you about 2 points after Islamic regime. The first one, it's about dogs. Dogs in Iran considered impure, and government doesn't allow you to walk with dogs on the streets.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's quite actually I feel sorry when I'm talking about it, but it's real, you know. And the second point, after Islamic regime, it's about kidney transplant. Yeah, Iran has several kidney transplant centers, and sometimes competition to sell is fierce. I mean, government allow you to sell your kidney. And Iran, I mean Islamic Iran, not Iran. Islamic Iran is the first country which in it you can sell your kidney. Yeah.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. Interesting, yeah.
Rana, tell us something interesting about Pakistan.
Well, what can I say? It's I'm from Punjab, the state called Punjab. It's we have four states in our country. And Punjab is the word, I believe, taken from Persian language. Panch means five, Ab means water. Mm-hmm. So the five rivers run through our land. So that's why the land is very famous with rice and a lot of other things, the edible things, I would say, fruits, wheat, and everything. Well, we host the second largest mountain in the world. That's K2. Nobody K2. Really cares about who comes second, right?
Yeah.
We have over 70 languages spoken in our country. 70,
wow.
Yeah. Some of them are registered, some of them are not. Famous, my land, especially in Punjab, where I come from, it's famous for rice producing. Our rice is famous all over the world. It's been exported all over the world, and especially for biryani. Mm-hmm. I would mention that's famous from our country too.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And we host, not really proud of it, but the first and only battleground, the highest level of earth. I don't know how to put it. Mm-hmm. It's near the K2 mountains. It's the mountain area where we have border with India. And that is an active battle border that needs to be closed because every now and then we have, violation from both sides, apparently. And this is the only border in the world. It's an active border of war. I'm not sure the terminology here, but both of our nations, India and Pakistan, have the posts there. Armed posts, and they're the soldiers there, and every time, and each and every year, both sides have a lot of casualties just because of the weather, extreme weather there. So that's what it is about. But by the way, we're not enemy when we come out of our countries, India and Pakistan. We're really good friends outside of our countries.
Interesting. What about Ken? Ken, what about Nigeria? Something interesting and funny.
Okay, so I don't want anyone taking my words as fact, because I don't think they're very accurate. But Nigeria is the largest country in Africa, and we are in the west of Africa. Nigeria consists of if I can remember, 250 different languages and dialects. So for us to communicate with each other, we all speak English. Actually, English is the main language spoken in Nigeria. We are also the most well-traveled group of Africans. We're everywhere, but the most people that you come across are people from the south or people from the north. I happen to be from the middle of Nigeria. So you never run into someone like like me in that sense. Nigerians are also one of the most educated group of people per capita. So we, speaking to us, you come across a wide range of interesting topics and so on and so forth. So that's a brief history about my country.
Good. Yeah. I think we learn a lot about many countries, different countries. Mm-hmm. Great. I love traveling and discovering different cultures and getting to know different cuisines as well. The thing that I really enjoy when I go traveling is food. And every time I visit a new country, I try the food. I like different cuisines, flavors, textures. Rana, tell us about the favorite dish from Pakistan.
Well, my favorite dish is... I can think of biryani.
Okay.
That is rice and meat. Mostly it's chicken, beef or mutton. Really up to your choice. And it's famous all over the world, most probably. And it's related to India, Pakistan, many countries. It's the very famous dish.
What spices do you put in that dish?
There are a lot of spices, actually. You cannot really say there are certain types, because each and every few hundred kilometers, the recipe changes. But the name stays the same. But I think it's the basic ingredients are the cumin, turmeric, come up with anything else.
You haven't cooked that yet?
No, no. I actually don't know how to cook, but I love to eat.
What is the name again of the dish?
It's biryani.
Biryani. Oh, yeah. Lovely, lovely. I'll check the recipe online.
Please. Try that.
Can tell us about your favorite dish in from Nigeria.
Oh, that's very easy. Now, my favorite food is jollof rice.
Jollof rice?
Jollof rice, yes. It's basically, think of it like paella. Yeah?
Paella, yes.
But without all the distractions, like all your, you know.
Just rice.
Rice cooked in tomato sauce.
Oh, lovely.
But with an added smoky flavor. Mm. And then you can pair that with meat, fried meat, or plantains. I'm hungry thinking about
plantains?
It now. Plantains are like they look like bananas, yeah. But they have a different. But they are yellow, uh-huh. And yeah, yellow banana. But they are bigger, and we usually fry them.
Oh, lovely!
So
they have
we
like
deep
a fry
them. Very sweet.
Flavor.
It's delicious. I would say if I could recommend one thing for you to try from Nigeria is fried plantains. I haven't met anyone that doesn't like it.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Have a go. Mm.
And can we get plantains here in Ireland?
Absolutely. You find them in Asian shops. Mm-hmm. You find them in African shops. They all sell plantains. Okay. Actually, that shop where we go to, yeah.
Oh, cool. Shall you tell us about your Kurdish Iranian dish?
Yeah, actually, my favorite Iranian dish is qorma sabzi. If you want to learn how to cook it, you should ask my mom, because I'm not a good cooker. But it's lovely. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's made by plenty of wedges. I can't mention the names because I don't know. But plenty of wedges and
vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables. Yeah, yeah. And meat.
Oh, and what spices do you have? What flavors?
I told you.
Ask
you
his mother.
Yeah. You should ask my mom.
And what is the name of the dish again?
Qorma sabzi.
Qorma sabzi. Okay, I'll have to write that down. Thank you. Ayvak, what's your favorite dish, Malawi dish?
Well, the common dish in Malawi is called nsima, and which also happens to be my favorite dish. Actually, how we make it, it's a maize meal, which is grounded, and then we cook it in a form of boiling water, and then make it a bit harder, semi-hard or harder, if you want, you know, like to get full with it. And then you can mix it with green vegetables, semi-cooked green vegetables, with ground nuts, flour. So you mix it with the relish, and then you eat it. It's very nice. In fact, it is very healthy, and but you
healthy,
get you get very full on it, but you won't necessarily have much of the unwanted ingredients that actually do harm our bodies on the long term.
Oh wow!
So I love it.
What's the name again of the dish?
The name is called nsima. Yeah.
I'll have to write that down as well.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much, Shahid, Rana, Aybak, and Ken.
Yeah, we're very welcome, Carmen. But why don't you tell us something about the dish you like from your place?
Yes.
The dish that I like. Well. Yeah. There are lots of dishes I like, Spanish dishes, but what I like the most about food in Spain is the social part of it. Like, I like meeting with my family or my friends, get all together, share different foods, like different dishes, put it in the middle, and we have everything and share that, and we share that with a conversation. So we have a food conversation and the company, and I really love that.
That's very nice.
That's good.
And we're going to finish with a Spanish song. The name of the song is Besos, which means kisses in English, by the Spanish band El Canto del Loco. And I have picked this song because every time I listen to it, it makes me happy and want to sing and dance. It makes me feel alive, just like the sunny weather we're having these days. And we'll finish the program with Besos, kisses to everyone. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
para ir a la calle y no piensas que eso ya da igual, que ya no vas a impresionar, que lo bueno y lo que importa están los besos, y eso es lo que quiero.